What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, hello and welcome to the Cozy Cryptid Podcast. I'm your host Tanner, and we're back with more aliens. In this episode, we're going to watch Alien Resurrection and just watch it and give our reaction to it and our 2 cents about it. I hope you enjoy as we go through the installment without Sigourney Weaver in it. I believe this has Winona Ryder, I believe, or a Christina Ricci. I forget which one it was. But either way, we're going to give our... I haven't seen this movie in quite a long time. So it's pretty much new to me. As a, pretty new. It's not totally new, but it's pretty new. But either way, we're... That's cool. Yeah, that's it. That's a loop. Okay, right now I'm just at the 20th Century Fox logo. Turn this down a bit so you can hear me better. And I'm just gonna hit play. And we're gonna... I'm like 1 second into the movie. Not even that. But if you want to watch with me, that's where I'm at. In count of three, we'll hit play and watch the movie together. You can probably find it somewhere, I think. Like on a DVD rack or something. But here we go. A count of three. 3, 2, 1. All right, it's playing. Okay. 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment. 21st son. Digital remaster for optimal video and audio performance. Oh. Cool. All right, here we go. Why did I do the fucking ladder? Oh, the fanfare. You love that shit. It's a favorite. Very nostalgic for me. Okay, we're back. Is this like a Sinews? Sigourney Weaver is in this. What? And Winona Ryder. Okay, they're both in it. Okay. Alien Resurrection. It's very. It's like Ron Perlman. Hellboy's in it. Oh wow. Dominique Pinon. Dominique Dan Hayden. J. Freeman. Brad Dourif. Raymond Cruz. Kim Flowers. Is that even a pseudonym? I don't know. Oh, I can't say that. I had a friend named Kim Flowers. That's his eyeball. Whoa. What are we doing? This opening credits are good. It's like really disturbing. What do you think? What do you think so far? Let me know. Hit me up on like Instagram or something or Twitter. I got the ship here. They're in space. They're flying by towards a planet. Fly towards the planet, and it looks like just keep stars are. Now, would it kill them to have some color with their ships, man? Instead of this gray shit, little some blue, some. Standing crew 42 enlisted, saying. Seven science officers. Okay, what's going on? What's this? They seem to be. Oh, there's something coming out of it. Let's open it up. It's like Darth Vader. Oh, it's Ridley. Yeah. They saved her from the lava from Aliens 3. No real ones. Or that's a clone. It's either Ridley or a clone. Yeah. Isn't that nice? Oh, she's a bit older, a bit later in time. You see that because her hair has started to grow back. And they're trying to. 2 centimeters. Yeah. God, the special effects look so good. God, oh, is that fucking guy from Lord? Is that the guy from the fucking Lord of the Rings? That one dude who like works with Solomon and like talking, whispering the worm or something. Or, and kill it? Keep her alive. The host. Well, we gotta refer to her as the host, not the patient, not the mother, not really the host. That's really fucked up. What is this blanket? The worst, like the worst blanket ever. Like a net, a bug net. I'm sorry. Like, I guess this is a metaphor for like a metamorphosis. She's going through, like, she wants to go through her cocoon. It's like her coming out of her cocoon and stuff. It's been a while. Her hair is a lot longer. And we see that. Yeah, that's definitely that guy from Lord of the Rings. It's like, evil, don't listen to them. I'm currently the bad guy. Ooh. Sorry for my squeaky ass chair. 3 days ago. What's good? I understand. Very proud, okay. It's like turned into like a murdering thing. How old is she? She's like, what, like 100 years old now? Hand, okay. Glove. What? Complete adult capacity. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so she's the clone. This isn't Ridley. This is the clone they made. Oh shit, my fucking light fell. Like breathe on it. What? A meat byproduct. The cargo. So they're using the xenomorphs for like weapons, I guess. Look how fast that thing grew. That's the queen, son. God, that's really cool. Dude, I hope that's practical. Pretty sure it looks pretty practical. Fork. Fuck. Fork. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a clone. Everyone, I mean, she calls it every fucking time, all right? I mean, she's right, every fucking movie, like, you're gonna die. In the first movie, she was right about, what's it called? Quarantine. Second movie, she was right about, Marines were being enough. In the third, she was right. So right here in the fourth. I think this is the last movie in the Sigourney Weaver saga. The Ridley saga. Or Ripley. Sorry, Ripley. Ridley Scott is the fucking director. This is a very boring ass room. It's very like, tamed them. Oh, yeah. Dude, how big are these ships, man? Like the size of continents? I'm just looking at the scale. That guy. That guy has a great voice. Yeah, we're talking about. How's that? Got some like Assassin's Creed ass pistols. There's a one-hour rider. Great with love one-hour rider. Love her in Edward Scissorhands and Stranger Things and. I believe she was in Beetlejuice too. What? Can't feel a thing. Oh, that's Ron Perlman. The knife. Yeah. Okay. What are we talking about here?
You know.
Oh shit, man, they're talking about all this shit. Oh wow, we got this. Who is that fucking voice? I swear I heard that voice like in every fucking video game ever.
Hey, don't cut thrust till about 600 meters and we'll give him a little scare.
A little scare. That's cool. I think this is CGI.
I am Father.
Father.
To the USN Eureka.
USN Eureka.
Contraband and weapons search. Please report.
Okay.
Any infectious diseases to the medical officers. Levels 7 through 12 are off limits to civilians.
Okay. 7 through 12, that's probably where they keep their research for the xenomorphs and stuff.
Get your hands up, please, sir.
What?
Get your hands up, please.
Xenomorphs.
There are no weapons allowed on board, sir.
My own recipe. Way more dangerous.
Yeah.
Nice welcome, Perez. What the hell is this? Are you afraid the six of us are gonna hijack your damn ship or what?
Just a minor concern that one of your asshole crew members is gonna get drunk and put a bullet through the hull. We happen to be in space, aren't we?
No shit.
Yeah.
How you been?
Dude, who's that fucking voice, dude? I swear. Oh, he's like.
Wanna check the chair?
Yeah.
Felton, these were very, very hard to come by.
So was our cargo.
Your cargo? What was your cargo?
Not about to plead poverty on the argument.
Just saying, Bert.
Just the ones don't like to keep holding the trigger. Yourself, for example.
Drink, Felton.
What do you think? We're at the 20 minutes in. Cool laser. It's a cool laser effect. Oh, cool. It's like, nice. It's like you melted the.
Who's the new filly you got on board, Elton?
Nice thing.
Oh, little girl playing pirates.
She makes an impression.
She is severely fuckable, ain't she?
Well.
Mind you, I think she's just a tad curious about this transaction of ours. I mean, I can't say as I blame her. Awfully cloak and dagger stuff.
Cloak and dagger, yeah.
It's a military operation.
Really? Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I was under the impression that most army medical labs don't have to operate outside of regulated space.
What do you want, Elton? What can I do for you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
2 days, bed and board. You know, Rage might want to snag a part here or there, whatever. I mean, if it's not imposing.
Casa su casa. Okay. They seem like to have known each other. And they're probably worked with the general. Like, I probably worked with the general before. And I'm just getting that impression off that conversation just had. It looks like. It's so, like, bland and like soulless in this place. That's what I noticed from the set side. Platforms. Okay. Who are these people again? Oh, I see. They're using these people as hosts. That's fucked up. The woman seems very sad about this. Another two doctors seem, they all seem like very remorseful and stuff. There we go. So that doctor seems very like, he's very much enjoying it. It's very scary. Come on, Ripley. Just dunk that shit, yeah. Oh yeah, I think I remember the scene. They have like a basketball.
You know I can't lay off the tall ones. How you doing? How about a little one-on-one? What do you say? You got some moves on you, girl. Oh,
man. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on now, give me the ball.
Oh well, yeah. It's like, oh, she's strong. Why did they like cut to Rhino's face right there? Like she seemed like surprised.
The hell are you?
Just made it. Let's go. I wonder how many takes they had to do that. Oh yeah, she's like alien. She's like, I see no more of her. Blood's acidic. Oh shit. Dude, how big is this fucking ship, bro? Looks like as big as like fucking Antarctica. Little booty. And for all your feet people, for all you feet people out there. Little foot room.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Little shoe shine. What? Is that the shopping network in space?
Just for color.
It's for color. Put battery acid in there for color. That's hilarious. So that's all CG, right? And it's practical. God, these sets are pretty cool though, you gotta admit. So what's this doctor doing right now? He's like observing the queen. Or the aliens. God, that's a very cool costume. I see mimicking. Yeah, we hope that glass is solid. He doesn't like that, he's learning. Watching the shopping network, dude. That's great. Why is he I have my fucking boxing gloves on. Gosh, he's fucked up.
That shit is not easy to come by. Why don't you take a walk outside? Great!
I'm so sorry.
Okay. I think that's it. Wait for her to fall into this scene. This is a big ass shit, bro, I swear. Shit on there. Do you want to kill her? Set her free. Pretty sure she has her free, because anyone would kill her pretty off the bat like this. Or they try to kill her and she like gets a change of heart or something. So weird.
There's no point, is
this
there?
Is like a.
They've taken it out of you. Where is it? Is it on the ship?
You mean my baby?
Yeah, your baby. Your fucking baby tried killing for three movies.
Oh, they're curious. I'm the latest thing.
Yeah.
The pain, this nightmare, that's all I can offer you.
Ooh.
What makes you think I would let you do that?
Who are you?
What are you?
Ellen, Lieutenant First Class, number 36706.
36706.
Ellen Ripley died 200 years ago.
200 years ago.
You're not her.
I'm not her.
So it's been like hundreds of years.
Will I?
It's been like a few, like 300 years since the first movie.
Gets loose.
Okay.
It's too late.
How do you know about this thing?
I can't stop it. It's inevitable.
You're being so weird, Ripley.
Not as long as I'm around.
You'll never get out of here alive.
I don't care.
Okay.
Really?
Very like intense.
Go on. Get out of here. They're looking for you.
It's all over. It's never over.
I think you're gonna find that this was very ill advised. Where are her friends?
They're in the mess hall, sir.
Well, you find them now. Quietly. the hell is going on here?
Smell like a double cross, boss.
Where's the other one? With the chair.
Don't ever touch me. Ever.
It's 5'10".
Want to tell us what this is?
You want to tell me who you're working for?
What?
Ren, they got nothing to do with this.
To do with what?
Do you know what the penalties for terrorist activity are?
No goddamn terrorists in my crew.
Call.
Something you want to tell me?
Look, I don't care whether you knew or not. You brought a terrorist on board a military vessel. And as far as I
know, she's 6 foot.
You all die with her.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I understand.
You understand? Okay, cool. Cool, 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 cool.
Christy.
Christy.
Can't do that, man.
Stop it now!
Can't do that. The attached
I'm not
to
fucking
it.
With you! You're all under arrest for a code 8, which is concealed weapons, and a code 12, which is murder. Release Dr. Kiss Ren. Put down your weapons.
Wow, that shot. So, fuck that helmet? Did nothing?
Everybody okay?
Fucking right through that fucking helmet. Wow. What a piece of shit helmet.
Security! There is a serious problem in the mess hall.
You lie to me now, little girl.
So they're pirates, I guess. They're space pirates.
Cut your throat and leave you here to die, you understand me?
This is Security Hello? Section 2. We do not read you. Please transmit.
Hello?
We do not copy you. Please repeat.
Hello?
So they're conspiring, they're talking, they're communicating. You're like forming a plan. The Xenomorphs. Or they're like competing. Yeah, yeah, the plan is like these sick blood. They're attacking one of their own to get the acidic stuff on it. Door so they can get out. He shot so. Just kill the fucking own to get out of there. They're gone. Oh shit. You guys fucked up again. Bro, they're gone. God, they're super smart. Oh, we got him.
He is conducting illegal experiments. He's breeding some sort of... Listen to me! Breeding an alien species. More than dangerous. If those things get loose, it's gonna make the Lacerda Plague look like a...
Shut up!
Like every time.
Listen.
Your attention, please. Security breach. Medlab level.
The fuzziest shoulders. Yeah, it's dead, bro. You see his guts hanging out. I wonder how they use for the guts. Oh shit, that's a fucking cool shit. Down. Okay, so the parts have fucked up. Made a bad decision. Now it's up to the new wheelchair guy.
Your attention.
Oh God. Evacuation. Okay. What's it here? They're all like, get the fuck out of here. Let's go. Trying to evacuate. Oh man, don't get to get out of the wheelchair.
23, 27, 14, level 38, level 39. Evacuation. Proceed to lifeboats. This is not a drill. Thank you for your cooperation.
There you go. Is that like a gun? So shit's getting fucking loose. So he's pulling apart metal. So he's strong as fuck, right? Fortunate for Ripley that Ripley clone didn't like. Ow. I don't move. Oh shit, it's in there now. Nice blood splatter. Ooh, nice. Piece of his brain. Ugh. Oh my god, shit's going fucking down, bro. So aliens are, the xenomorphs are out, and everyone's trying to evacuate, except for the pirates. And they're just getting killed and butchered by these xenomorphs. There's like three of them. Or two of them, and there's the queen. There should be another one. That's like weird, right? It's like white in Ghostera or something. Am I crazy about that? Is that from the another movie? don't know what you think. What do you think? They're about 47 minutes into the movie. Around the, 55 minute mark. I might have to, start wrapping up, go to a part two. If that's the case, I'll put it out next day this comes out. Probably, this part come out Thursday. Recording on Wednesday, and part two will come out on Friday. So this captain guy is trying to, might probably get killed, maybe not. He seems like too much of like a cool guy to die kind of thing. But who knows, it might, Game of Thrones says. He's found a gun with a saliva on it. Ooh. Oh yeah, they're gonna kill him. Oh yeah, it's killed him. They're really, really smart in this movie. Is it a morph, bro? That's what killed him. Open the door, bro. Now you're all cornered. So that's CGI? Nice. Or a puppet. The sound effects of this, like, xenomorph is so good. How'd you get that fucking... Oh, that's the wheelchair guy.
What?
Oh, Ripley.
Was it everything you hoped for? Leave him alone.
What are we doing now, man? Same thing we're doing. We get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
What if there's more? I say we stay here, man. Let the army guys deal. Where the fuck are the army guys?
They're gone, man. They're dead. They're fucking bailed.
Now
you step back.
Stop it.
You got no authority here.
Doc, that thing that killed my partner. That's a pet science project.
Let me do him right
I'll
now, man.
Do you
Let
right
me
now.
Go, man.
How many
oh,
more
shit.
Are there? How many more are there?
I don't know, man. 12.
There'll be more. So, who do I have to fuck to get off this boat?
I can get you off. Maybe not the boat.
Let's get out of here.
I can get you off.
Now, wait a second here. She was the host for these monsters. Ren cloned her because she had one inside her. She's not human. She was part of his experiment, and she will turn on us in a second.
I don't give a shit what she is.
She's too much of a risk. We have to leave her.
Leave her. Oh, okay.
Can't trust her?
What are you talking about?
We're gonna survive this mess. We all stick together. Agreed?
Well. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see.
Hill, we gotta go. It's not over.
It's not over. Where are we going from here? Alright. What do you think? So all the military army people are dead or gone or bailed. There's like 12. At least 12 xenomorphs on the ship.
Make a nice souvenir.
Everybody's like completely like changed.
I can't believe you did that.
Did what?
Killed one of them. Killing your own kind.
It was in my way.
In your way. Killing your own kind. Oh, looks our guy.
Oh, man.
Who are you expecting? Santa Claus?
Santa Claus?
Thought you were toast for
great line.
Where's Edgin?
What are you expecting, Santa Claus? That's a great all the line.
Oh, shit. Let me get to Betty and they're all over.
All right. Oh.
Why would they move?
They won't. If they send anyone out, it'll be, here, where the meat is.
Oh yeah, meat.
Any decent time, I say we ditch the cripple. No offense, man.
It's a little bit better, like cinematography, actually.
Not even you,
Jim. Than the other movies.
What's the quickest way out of here?
After the cooling tower, there's a freight elevator. It runs from the top of the ship down to engineering level one deck. Take us straight to the dock.
Sounds reasonable.
In about
let's do it.
A minute, I'm gonna pause the movie and wrap up this episode.
What?
The ship is moving.
That set us up.
The ship has stealth run. There's no way you can tell.
She's right.
The ship's been ghost since the attack.
It's a standard emergency procedure.
That's right. Any serious problem and the ship autopilots back to home base.
And you were planning on letting us know this?
Nobody asked.
Nobody asked, okay.
Home base.
Home base.
Earth.
Okay, they have to kill.
Earth. I'd rather stay here with the things, man.
Earth.
How long until we get to Earth?
3 hours almost.
3 hours.
We gotta blow the ship.
Call.
All right. In 3, 2, 1. Pause. All right. So, thank you for listening to the first episode, part one of the Alien Resurrection commentary and review and all that, blah, blah, blah. I've been Tanner, and you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cozy Cryptid Podcast and at Twitter on Cozy Cryptid Pod. Let me know your thoughts on this movie and what you think. I'll see you in the next episode of part two of Alien Resurrection. But this time, I want to say how to end this. But you've been great. Thank you. And see you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.